Ho, ho, ho.
This is Vancouver Giants This Week on Sportsnet 650, a presentation of White Spot. Now, here's your host, Brooke Ward.
The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hello, hockey fans, and welcome to a special Thursday night edition of White Spot Vancouver Giants This Week on the mighty Sportsnet Radio Network, the mighty 650, as it is becoming. At least that's what I'm trying to push. I was going to say as it has become known and loved now. It's Sportsnet 650, but the mighty 650. That's got some kahunas to it. So if they should they ever ask me back to host a show other than Vancouver Giants This Week, special thanks, by the way, to Sportsnet 650, the mighty 650, and the Giants as well, allowing me to do this, to invade your radios, wherever they may be, on a weekly basis, let alone this is now a bi-weekly basis this week anyway. Special tonight. I should get into it. Anyway, thanks. Yada, yada. Thanks for having me on. It's mighty 650. But the Giants had a press conference today announcing the respective coaches for each side of the upcoming Western Hockey League prospect game that is next Wednesday, or this coming Wednesday, if you will, the 18th at the LEC. It's going to be a lot of fun. WHL prospects, first time they've done this, and frankly, something that is probably long overdue. I had not really thought about it. You had the CHL prospect game. I didn't think about breaking it down into also, why not a Western Hockey League prospect game? And an OHL game, and a Quebec Major Junior League game as well. Why not? So whoever thought of it, great idea. And the Giants are hosting the inaugural Western Hockey League prospect game. And kudos to Ron Toigo and the rest of the Giants and the ownership group, many of which you will be hearing in just a few minutes because they had a press conference earlier today at the Langley Event Center. But kudos for the Dub to come up with this idea in the first place. And just one more opportunity for, in particular, Western Hockey League players, some of which did not make it to the CHL prospect game, obviously, but to strut their stuff in front of the scouts, do it at the LEC in front of the fans, and the Giants know how to throw a production, and so that's what the G-Men will be doing here. Prospects game coming up next week at the beautiful Langley Event Center, the Wednesday game. It's a busy week for the Giants. They're Friday night at home. They've been Penticton. They're Saturday. They're in Kelowna on Saturday. On Monday, 2 o'clock Monday afternoon, is the Family Day afternoon special with the Giants taking on Cameron Schmidt and the Seattle T-Birds, the home game. That'll be something. And then Wednesday night is the Prospects game at the Langley Event Center. So that's way cool, too. Very busy week. So we hope to see you there on Wednesday, the 18th, for the prospect game. Coming up at the press from the press conference today, you're going to hear Nathan Canner, who hosted it, did a great job of it out at the LEC today. Michael Buble is going to be one of the coaches behind the bench for, I'll call it Team A. For Team B, Drew Scott, both part of the ownership group, they're going to go head-to-head. Michael in person today was at the LEC. Drew Scott via Skype or FaceTime or whatever, but he wasn't there. But he was on, he had, the good-looking guy, he was on television today, and you'll hear him talking about going head-to-head with Buble. Also, later, there's something on the line. We'll let them tell you about it later, but they have a side bet which team's going to win. And I think Drew Scott had something kind of like, Michael has to sing for my grandmother, like live and in person. That's a great great pull by Drew Scott. Can't remember what Michael wanted, but we'll see. Maybe Drew has to come and build a wing or something, or find him some property, or bring his brother with him someday. But anyway, there's a good bet coming on. Ron Toigo in a couple minutes as well. Western Hockey League Commissioner Dan Meir. Giants players who were in attendance. We don't hear from them, but they were in attendance modeling the jerseys and things like this today. But they include Ryan Lynn, who is still hoping, he got the hand injury, still hoping to play in the game, has not been ruled out yet. Mathis Preston was there. He has been ruled out. Joe Aginla, Brett Olson from the Giants, they will all be playing. And Tobias Tamik is the fill-in for Preston. He will play in the game as well. So Olson, Aginla, Tamik confirmed. Preston confirmed out with his lower body injury. Lynn still a hopeful, maybe a game day decision, hoping to get into the lineup as well. So it's a big press conference they held out today, and I'm going to jump right to it with Nathan in a moment. You're going to hear it in two parts. It's a two-part program today. It is the Vancouver Giants This Week. Joining us as always, by the way, got to get him in. He is the he was out there today at the LEC, the bouncer, the man, the myth, the legend, the protector, Jack the Giant, always got my back. Hi, Jack, here on a Thursday of all things. Twice this week, Jack. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, oh, oh.
Well said, Jack. Well said, my good friend. Now to part one of a two-part press conference. We send you to Nathan Kanter here. He is the voice of the Vancouver Giants, the host of the presser today with Boobly, Scott Toigo, and WHL Commissioner Don Meir in attendance, along with the players we mentioned for you as well. Here's the voice of the Vancouver Giants.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, Jack, that's just so like Jack. Jack, you are not the voice. If you've seen Jack at the games, he's got a big head. He's a big guy. He's got a big head. And that's part of the swelled head right there. You're not the voice of the Vancouver Giants, Jack. Man, give him an inch. He's going to take a mile. Nathan Kanter is the voice. Here's Nathan. Here is what shook down earlier today at the LEC.
Welcome to the Langley Event Center, host of the inaugural 2026 WHL Prospects Game presented by ShowPass. Thank you, everyone, for coming this morning. For those who don't know, my name's Nathan Kanter. I do broadcasting and media relations for the Giants, and I'm a pleasure to be the MC this morning. To be your host for the press conference, where we will be today introducing celebrity guest coaches for the 2026 WHL Prospects Game presented by ShowPass. Before we begin, a quick reminder, tickets are going fast, so head to www.vancouvergiants.com/tickets. Get your tickets. The game is less than a week away, Wednesday, February 18th, right here at LEC. So again, make sure you get those tickets before they're gone. Joining us at the front today, we have Giants majority owner and governor Ron Toigo to my left, and to his left we have WHL Commissioner Dan Neer. We are going to begin with opening remarks and statements. Before, we also have joining us today members of the Vancouver Giants who will be participating in this game. They are going to be unveiling the jerseys that will be worn at the WHL Prospects game. Quickly, we're going to, after that, we'll open it up to Q&A with the media here. And then over at the backdrop, we're going to be doing some photos and some media scrums as well with the players. So with that being said, it's my pleasure to introduce Ron Toigo, owner and governor of the Vancouver Giants.
Yeah, thanks, Nathan. First, I just want to acknowledge a difficult day with what's happened in Tumbler Ridge, and our hearts go out to everybody up there, and our condolences to everybody. And real tough watching the news and what those kids like. You know, that's something you watch. Unfortunately, happens often south of the border, but never happens here. And I think it's a shock to everybody that has kids, everybody that grandkids, and just. Hearts go out to them. Condolences to everybody. And I think it's felt we have to acknowledge that before we get going. So, I want to thank Dan and the WHL for awarding us the Prospects Game. It's something the Vancouver Giants have a long history of doing very well in the city and being, you know, the fans of Vancouver always come out to events and support them as good as anybody. We had a bit of a short runway on this one, but by all accounts, it looks like we're going to have a full building. It should be a lot of fun, and we're going to have a good number of Giants to participate in it as well. So thanks, Dan, and I'll introduce Dan Neer, the Commissioner of the Western Hockey League. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ron. I'd like to begin by acknowledging this week's devastating events in the northern BC community of Tumbler Ridge. I stand here representing the Western Hockey League, but I'm a parent first. I watched the news unfold over the past few days. I'm struck by the gravity of the circumstances. My thoughts and prayers are with the community as they grapple with loss of life of so many innocent young people. Though I haven't been to Tumbler Ridge, what's quickly become apparent is the sense of community, the rally and the support that immediately rose to the forefront as Canadians and frankly the world responded to these events. It reminded me of our 23 WHL communities. It reminded me of many rural communities that so many of our players and staff call home. There's a certain pride from being from a small town, a pride that creates unspoken unity from town to town, regardless of origin, province, country. So when one town suffers a setback or a tragedy like what has unfolded, it's an impact that's felt in many, many others near and far. On behalf of the Western Hockey League and its 23 clubs, we mourn with you. The WHL sends our most heartfelt condolences to those in the community of Tumbler Ridge and the family and friends impacted by this tragedy. We wish you all the strength, perseverance, and love as you navigate this unimaginable grief. I'd ask that those in attendance join me in a brief moment of silence in reflection of those lost. Thank you. So thanks again for joining us here today at the Langley Event Center, home of the Vancouver Giants, as we prepare to host the 2026 WHL Prospects game presented by ShowPass. I want to start by thanking the Toygos, Ron, Peter, and the family, to Dale Sipe and the entire staff from both the Vancouver Giants and the Langley Event Center for their outstanding commitment and support in hosting this marquee event. I know Ron's appreciative that it was awarded. We're equally appreciative that they've put their hand up and said that we can do this. I'd also like to recognize our presenting sponsor, ShowPass. Without their support, this event wouldn't be possible. We presented them an idea to create this exciting experience for WHL players and fans, and they got it right away. We're thrilled to be working alongside ShowPass. When we set out to create the WHL Prospects game, our aim was to create a platform for the WHL's best, brightest, draft-eligible players to compete in front of NHL scouts while putting on a world-class show for fans. For a WHL player, their draft year represents a lead-up to a substantial milestone, personally and in their hockey career. Day in, day out, each of the 44 players named to this year's event are training, competing, and working to prepare themselves for that moment as they seek an opportunity to pursue a career in the National Hockey League. This is central to what we do. The WHL is a premier development league. Our 23 clubs' core mission is to provide players with the absolute best in development resources and opportunities to help them achieve their ultimate goal, to one day play in the NHL while in parallel preparing them for life. We're excited to add the WHL Prospects game to our annual calendar. It not only provides the players a chance to showcase their abilities in 60 minutes of best-on-best hockey, but it gives the WHL a chance to show the world what kind of league we are. So how talented are these players? NHL Central Scouting has 10 current WHL players ranked among the top 32 North American skaters for the 2026 NHL Draft. That's over 30% of the best skaters in North America playing right here in the Western League. And every single night, every single one of them has been invited to participate in this event. Among those 10 are members of the leadership group for both clubs. On Team East, Captain Daxon Rudolph of the Prince Albert Raiders, he's ranked 6th among North American skaters by NHL Central Scouting. Ben McBeth of the Calgary Hitmen ranks 20th among North American skaters by NHL Central Scouting. And finally, hailing from BC's Okanagan region, the Ruck Twins of the Medicine Hat Tigers, Liam is ranked 26th and Marcus is ranked 31st among North American skaters by NHL Central Scouting. Team West's leadership group features another impressive group of the top 32 skaters. Carson Carls of the Prince George Cougars will be their captain. He's ranked 3rd among North American skaters. J.P. Hurlbert of the Kamloops Blazers, ranked 10th, is a player who's taken advantage of the changing landscape and eligibility rules to join the Western League this year and has had an immediate impact and has seen a commensurate rise to his draft stock. And finally, and he's here today, the hometown hero Ryan Lynn of the Vancouver Giants is ranked 13th by NHL Central Scouting. We're a results-based league. Our operating model, our exceptional standards, position clubs to develop these players on and off the ice. The WHL boasts an NHL-like schedule that prepares players for pro hockey, and it offers elite coaching and extensive professional and international experience. That includes our two head coaches for this year's Prospects game, Mark Lamb, of the Prince George Cougars, who will coach Team West, and Sean Clouston of the Kamloops Blazers, who will coach Team East. The Western staff will be rounded out with Parker Burgess of the Vancouver Giants and James Patrick of the Victoria Royals, and the Eastern staff will include Derek Martin of the Kelowna Rockets and Fred Harbinson of the Penticton Vs. For the best players in Western Canada and the Western U.S., the WHL is the number one destination for NHL prospects. We can't wait to show off their immense potential. Now, the moment everybody's been waiting for, we wouldn't be able to put on a world-class show without some world-class talent. It's my honor to be here today and introduce the two celebrity coaches for the 2026 Prospects Game presented by ShowPass. Both are big on personality, incredibly accomplished, entertainers and businessmen, and certainly not lacking in passion for the game, as they're both co-owners of the Vancouver Giants. Coaching Team West, he sold more than 75 million albums worldwide, enjoyed enormous success that includes 5 Grammys, 15 Juno Awards, a star on the Canada's on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and Canada's Walk of Fame, 6 multi-platinum albums, 14 billion streams, served as a captain of the celebrity captain of the 24 NHL All-Star Game. He also happens to be a proud Canadian and hails from Burnaby, BC. Please join me in welcoming Michael Bublé.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Firstly, I'd just like to thank the commissioner and Ron for speaking so eloquently on something that is obviously so senseless and tragic. As a father, I don't know what could be more heartbreaking than what we've been through, what we're going through. I put myself in the position of those families and the unthinkable pain that they're going through. And I ask myself what I can do to be part of a solution. I'm lucky to have a platform, and thoughts and prayers aren't enough. And I just want to thank you both for speaking with such compassion and sensitivity during what is such a difficult time. But going through difficult times is something that is part of life. And as a Canadian, I'm so proud of us. When we go through things like this, we come together with empathy and love and goodness. I tell you, I love us very much. I really do. And I know, though it will be difficult, somehow we will lift each other up. Not only will we comfort the people in need, but we will do our damnedest to make sure that nothing like that can ever, will ever happen again. So that's where I want to start. Second, to say thank you so much for including me. I am a huge hockey fan. I love this game so much, and I really can't express how humbling it is to get to be a part of it at a grassroots level like this. One of the greatest moments of my life was being asked by Ron if I wanted to come in become co-owner of the Vancouver Giants. And it's been such a thrill every single year to get to be a small part of hockey and watching these young men not only become great NHLers, but become great citizens. So for me today, to be able to be invited along with Drew to be on the bench and to celebrate some of the most elite young men in our business is something. It really is. And I'm just really blessed to be here. So thank you guys so much for having me. Thank you guys.
Thanks, Michael. And we're not done yet. I don't see him on the screen, but I think he's going to pop up soon. Team East is going to be represented by another Vancouver native. He's an investor. He's an entrepreneur, a designer, a real estate expert, a New York Times bestselling author, and he co-hosts and executive produces many hit TV series. including the Emmy-nominated franchise Property Brothers. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in offering a warm welcome for Team East celebrity coach from right here in the Lower Mainland, Drew Scott.
Hello, hello. I wish I could be there in person. I don't know how many times Mike makes fun of me because he's always there in person for everything, and I'm stuck filming in L.A., but I will be up in Vancouver, actually, in a week, so I'm excited to come back. Just like everyone said, my heart goes out to everyone in Tumbler Ridge, and you know, we are one big community. We really are. I love my Canadian roots, and I love the WHL. You know, we always talk about with the Giants, our team, we are a family, and we're really rooted in community. But that's every team in the WHL, and that's the WHL as a whole. We support everyone. We support ourselves. And I'm so proud to be a part of that. And this is such an honor for me to be here. Mike and I have known each other a very long time, a very, very long time, and we're very competitive. And yes, you guys have kicked me over to the East. That's fine. But this gives me a chance to truly show Mike who the better coach is. Now, Grant, I know I'm not doing the hard work. I'm just going to be opening water bottles and cheering. However, if it means I can beat Mike, you know, I will stand proud. I'll stand probably about a foot or two taller than Mike Proud. But I'm excited to be here. And I just think that you know, the Giants have been, it was such an honor for me when Ron and Mike asked if I could join the ownership. I just love sport. I love hockey. I love everything about our team and our league. And this is all about the players. It's all about the kids. Every one of these kids playing in the prospects game are rock stars. They are our future NHL stars, and I'm just excited to be a part of it. Can I put some more digs in on Mike?
Commissioner, when you read Drew's bio, was his height, did you miss that part? Because I'm surprised his height wasn't in the bio.
Are you sure you want to go there?
You know, the tough thing is, Mike is the better hockey player, I admit. I am like a baby giraffe on ice. However, all 47 other sports we've competed at, undefeated.
Drew, you really came out swinging there. I'm looking forward to more of this next week. But first, before we get to the Q&A, it is now time to unveil the jerseys for the 2026 WHL Prospects Game presented by ShowPass. Just before we do, a reminder, if you haven't seen it, it just went out this morning, but Giants forward Tobias Tomic has been added to Team West for the WHL Prospects Game. He is going to be replacing Mathis Preston, who unfortunately can't play due to injury. But regardless, all five Giants earned the spot on the WHL Prospects roster, and they're all here with us today. Please join me in welcoming Ryan Lynn, Mathis Preston, Joe Aginla, Brett Olson, and Tobias Tomic of the Vancouver Giants.
Nathan Canner and friends at the LEC today. There's more to come in a couple moments here. Again, it is Wednesday night promoting the prospect game, the Western Hockey League prospect game, next Wednesday at the LEC. More of Michael Bublé and Drew Scott coming up. Ron Toigo, WHL Commissioner Dan Meir, the Giant players who are there today as well. Ryan Lynn, Mathis Preston, Joe Aginla, Brett Olson, and Tobias Tomic, who is replacing Preston in the game due to the upper or lower body injury for Preston. Lynn's still a question mark for the game. They were all in attendance today as well. And so we got more coming up. We're not done with you yet. This is part one of two, the special edition of Vancouver Giants This Week, the Thursday, February 12th edition, here on the Mighty 650, the place to be. The Mighty 650. It is the Sportsnet Radio Network. I'm Brooke Ward. Back with part two of two in just a moment. Stay with us. This is White Spot Vancouver Giants This Week on Sportsnet 650.
Well, hello, everybody. It's your old friend Danny Gallivan, and you're listening to a scintillating, rapier-like Brooke Ward.
Ho, ho, ho.
The great Danny Gallivan. With the intro, part two of two Vancouver Giants This Week, WHL Prospect Game Edition. By the way, just hearing Danny there off the top reminds me as well. A special hello to all hospital patients and shut-ins, the pensioners, the blind, those who can't get out to see hockey games. The loss of Jim Robson this week, tragic. Now, he got a 91-year, what a life, 91 solid years for Jim Robson. I mean, you could look to and say, hey, we should all be so lucky with the greatest voice the Vancouver Canucks have ever had, with full respect to all the others.
but the late great now, Jim Robson, and Godspeed to that man. What a delightful man to get to know over the years. I'm a kid from Fraserview who grew up listening to him, and the opportunity to meet him, to talk to him. Jim Robson, actually, hello, Brooke, like, knew your name. He used to say that about Pat Quinn as well. I mean, Pat Quinn, hi, Brooke. Like, Pat Quinn, he knows my name. Like, Jim Robson knew my name. Like, oh, my goodness, are you kidding? If that was the beginning and the end of my broadcasting career, just meeting those two people to the point where they knew your name, that would have been more than enough. So thoughts with the loss of Jim Robson. As well, the local hockey community reels this week throughout the country, frankly. A lot of people knew Jim, and certainly we did here in British Columbia and in Vancouver. Vancouver Giants, more notes I'm going to give you on the prospect game in a few minutes coming up on the, not the notes, but the game's coming up on February 18th. Tickets available, vancouvergiants.com/tickets, but hurry, they're going fast. You're going to see the best of the best from the Western Hockey League in their specific prospects game next week, 7 o'clock for the Giants, who, by the way, play Friday night at home to Penticton, a 7 o'clock game. Saturday, they're in Kelowna against Ty Haliburton and the Rockettes. And then on Monday, Family Day, it's a 2 o'clock game. Cameron Schmidt and the Seattle Thunderbirds come to town. Doesn't that sound strange? Cameron Schmidt, Seattle Thunderbirds come to town on Monday at 2 o'clock. You can jump in on that. Tickets going fast, too. You want to see Cameron Schmidt in a visitor's uniform at the LEC as he hopes to light up the Giants. That's on Monday. And then the prospects game, 7 o'clock, the 18th, the Wednesday night. Michael Bublé in attendance here as we get to part two of the press conference today. Drew Scott of the ownership group. Ron Toigo's floating around. WHL Commissioner Dan Meir also in attendance today. Nathan Canner's your host. Giants players who are holding up the jerseys and allowing people to see them and modeling them, see what they look like. Ryan Lynn, Mathis Preston, Joe Aginda, Tobias Tamik, Brett Olson, all playing models today for Nathan Canner and the rest of the gang at the LEC.
Okay, we are now going to commence with we're going to do a Q&A with, of course, Dan, Michael, here. So I'm just going to give a mic to the audience. Who's got our first question?
Hey, everybody. Just for the commissioner, what made Vancouver the right place for the inaugural game?
So it's not just one thing. I think that having a facility that would welcome us and be suitable for producing a game like this, having a city that's accessible to bring the players in, we're interrupting our season to do this, the track record that Vancouver has had in hosting successful events from the World Juniors, Memorial Cup, and everything in between. You know, it was, to an extent, a no-brainer. And then, of course, Ron has been welcoming. And as you start something up, it's not always easy to get it off the ground, and it requires some risk. You know, Ron kind of shrugs his shoulders and say, I don't mind. Let's do what's right for the league. Let's do what's right for the players. And that's how we landed ourselves here.
With the growing landscape of the NCAA, how do you feel that this game is going to help propel the WHL?
You know, I think that most of the players that are playing in our league's ultimate goal is to play in the National Hockey League. I think much has been said about, you know, is there friction or conflict around the NCAA? Look, it's a changing landscape. I think that, you know, there used to be this divide where you had to choose a lane at 15 years old. The new regulations have changed environments, and it's going to take some time to figure out where the best place for a player to be is. But I think unequivocally right now, like, of the top 100 players in NHL or skaters in North America, 76 of them right now are in the CHL leagues. And I think it's very, very clear this is the place to be to get drafted and to be developed. And then we think that after you're drafted, you know, playing 7-game playoff series, playing full schedules, there's a lot of merits to being here to prepare yourself for the next level. But it's going to be up to each player in his own circumstances and what his development path is going to look like. We saw a player, Ben Kindle out of Calgary, playing full-time for the Pittsburgh Penguins at 18. I don't think anybody would have expected that. That's what this league prepares you for.
For Michael.
Can I add one thing, Dan? Do you mind if I add one thing to that? I think the big thing for me as well, what I love about the WHL and the CHL as a whole is there's a whole other level of passion and support that, you know, there are a lot of great teams in the NCAA, but up here, I know that there's more than just what your technical skills are on the ice that's important to the teams to help shape those kids, because this is shaping their future. And like Mike said earlier, it's not just about setting these kids up for their best shot possible to go pro, it's also making them good citizens. And I really love that that's what we are all about up here. And I think that the families of these kids really understand that as well.
From Michael, just my last one. You were a celebrity head coach for the NHL All-Star Game. How will this differ for you?
Well, when I did the NHL All-Star Game, it was a lot of fun. I didn't take it seriously because, you know, it was showing up and had no idea. It was my first time. This time will be a lot different for me. The attitude is completely different. This isn't about fun for me. I want to be very much like a Daryl Sittler kind of coach. People may say a disciplinarian. They may think that I'm hard or tough. But that's just how it's going to be. You may hear some, I might smash a bench door closed or have some harsh things to say, but it will all come from love.
Sounds like we might need to put you through some of the respect training before.
Yeah, over on our bench.
You know, to be really honest, it was hard for me to even be just mean right there. The experience, I got more experience from coaching my son's lacrosse team last year. And honestly, Drew said it best. I'm such a fan. You know, I'm just a kid. I can't believe I get to be on the bench with these dudes. And it'll just be me handing over water bottles and open up the bench at the right time. And basically just it's going to be the time. I'm like, my whole family's going to be there. My nephew is going to play in the game, I think, in between periods. This is a big day for our family. Like, we were all on our group chats this morning. Honestly, man, it's just going to be so much fun. I love this game so much. And I know that it will only be a few years from now that I'll get to look back at those guys and go, look at that. I got to be on the bench and watching that dude lift up the Stanley Cup right now. What a thrill as a kid who just grew up loving this game so much and sitting on my, dad finding CKNW at the time and me sitting on the carpet so I could hear Jim Robson welcome everybody to the game. And, speaking of that, Jim, we love you so much and we thank you for everything, Mr. Robson. So this is just a dream come true for me.
Yeah, just to follow up with that, do you think that coaching experience plus the fact that you got all the Vancouver Giants give you an upper hand over Drew?
Well, I think the fact that I'll be sober will give me an upper hand over Drew.
Wait, does that mean I won't be sober? I think this is the best thing anyone could have done because, again, Mike and I are very competitive with everything.
We're so competitive.
First one to the car. I got to be the first one. And so it's actually really fun for us. We're on the same team cheering. Now we're on the opposite teams and we're going head to head. Again, at the end of the day, as much as Mike and I are big kids, and we just, it's such an honor to be here. And I see my young self whenever I watch the teams. I think, Ryan, I think I was telling you this when we were talking a few weeks back. Like, it's exciting and exhilarating for me to see the process that you're going through. And in some ways, I went through that when I was younger. And just to be a part of that again is fun. And I have a 1.5-year-old and a 3.5-year-old. And as they're slowly getting into their more active lives, I keep saying to Michael, I'm like, what do I do to not like pressure them into hockey or basketball or whatever I want them to play? How do I make sure they get addicted to it without me pressuring them? And so I'm open to all advice because I just love sport and I love being around it until the day I die.
So is there a friendly wager that's going on in the mix here?
You know what? We probably should have a wager.
I think so.
Honestly.
All right.
We really should. This is all.
I will renovate your house. So. If you beat me, I will renovate your house.
What did you say? What did you say, Drew?
If you beat me, I will renovate your house.
Well, okay. What can I do for you if I lose?
Yeah, no, I don't want that. Trust me. We'll think of it. I'll think of something.
Okay. Okay, I like it.
You'll serenade my mom. That's all. I just need you to record a video for my mom. You know how much she loves you.
You're so cute. Yeah. Okay, man.
That's well, it's cool. On record now.
This is going to be so much fun. You know, my mouth is already hurting from the smiling. Him and I, no joke, laugh. We just laugh so much. Like, we try to film things, and oh, my God, it takes
forever. Oh, my gosh.
This will be so
it's
much
It's like
fun.
Siblings. We're basically brothers from other mothers. But again, to be here and support every, you know, even though I'm Team East, I'm going to meet a bunch of the players for the first time. It's still going to be exciting for me. I mean, also, Twins on my team. Twins are the best, so obviously we got this. Just saying.
It's true. You guys are obviously, you know, very used to the spotlight and whatnot, and you know, all these kids that you're going to be coaching are about to go into a pretty big summer. What are some things that you're going to, you know, what's some wisdom that you're going to kind of bestow upon all these kids?
You know that I love that question because I think Drew would answer the same way I would. I've got to spend so much time with these guys, and I swear to you that I can learn more than I can teach them. I mean, I have no idea at this age how they are so settled and mature, and they're great. They're good people. And I mean, obviously, look, a lot of that comes because they got good parents, they got good families who love them a ton. You know, I think one of my favorite things about, you know, being an owner like this with Ron is that, you know, I remember watching, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I remember watching the draft where Byram got drafted. And, you know, when they get on the floor, the players are, you know, they're interviewed and they're asked, you know, how do you feel? And every player says, you know, I want to thank my mom and dad, my coaches. For the first time ever, I saw a guy say, I would like to thank Ron Toigo, the owner, for really setting me up and caring about me and my future and my family. And it was like, I went, yeah. And I remember calling Ron and saying, Ron, I have never seen anything like that before. That just shows the integrity you have, the goodness you have. Look, I learned way more from them. If God help me, if I could have been the way they are at that age, it would have been a lot smoother for me and probably my dad.
I always think too, like thinking back, were we actually that well put together, Mike, when we were that age? Because I don't think so. These kids are rock stars. They're amazing. They're smart. They're also, you know, good supporters of everyone else in the team and the community. I mean, the one thing I think I've tried to pass along, you know, I've had some success in sport in my younger years, not to the level of going pro like to the NHL, but I think the big thing is to remind everyone, you know, your personality is your personality. Don't change it just to be someone else that you think everyone wants you to be. Be yourself. That's what makes you shine. And as stressful as this is, playing the prospects games, the NHL looking at you, it's stressful. Take a breath, though, and just continue being yourself. That's what makes you a rock star.
And the final one for me, and I'll open this up to up front, but I'm just kind of curious, like, it might be, you know, an easy question, but I'm curious to get your perspective on just what would a successful game look like? You know, what's a successful event in your perspective?
In my perspective, it's definitely not, I mean, obviously, it isn't about us. I think these gentlemen have worked so hard. The amount of effort, risk, preparation, ambition, you know, how many mornings, how many, you know, how your moms and dads, and how many cold drinks, and, you know, how many long drives, how many injuries, how many nights sitting up worrying, and here you are, and this is for you and about you. And for me, a barometer of success is knowing that you gentlemen are being celebrated, and that, you know what, you're having a blast. And the fact that, you know, fans, I point to myself, get to be here and get to watch this and get to be part of this, especially now, is for me, that is success. And even today, just even at this level, we're sitting here and all of these people in the room, the media that shows up, this is successful. And and by the way, the fact that Drew's coming in, I mean, this is a big deal for us. You know, we're both so happy and to be here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big barometer, is that you know, you've got the whole community involved.
Well, I love when you know, obviously every team, you know, we have our rivals and everybody's competitive, but at the end of the day, we now get to mix things up and you get to play together with some of your rivals out there in the league. And I think for me, a successful feel like, you know, nobody's injured. Everybody's been able to showcase their skills in the way that they wanted to, and put the best spotlight on themselves for the NHL. And I think aside from that, I want to see some kids laughing and having a good time. I want to see everybody just out there being themselves and having a blast. And same for Mike and me. I mean, well, we're always just a bunch of big kids, but I think that it's going to be a rock star time. It's going to be so much fun.
Can I ask you something, as a commissioner? What is it for you? Like, really, what are the...
I was going to let Ron go first, but I had a little bit of time to think about this, and mine is a little more binary or measurable, I think, and it's a sold-out building and a chance for WHL fans to see the very best draft eligibles on display on one sheet of ice. A one-goal game, preferably overtime. Nobody really cares who wins the game, right? But you want it to be high compete. This is not a skate around. This is guys trying to up their draft stock, right? So that's part of it. The next thing would be that, you know, we stopped the league for the week. No one's playing on Monday, Tuesday, or on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And so fans, I guess a goal would be that it's the highest viewership on Victory Plus of any game that we've had all year, because the hope and expectation is that fans around the league, all eyes are on the Langley Event Center that night. And then last but not least, that the players who are being evaluated by NHL Central Scouting see their draft stock increase based on their performance, that they see the caliber of play, the character of these guys, the grind, the energy further cements the Western Hockey League's position as the best league. And I know that we break it up by territories, and major junior is major junior, but like you guys were talking about, we have a lot of pride, and we think our players are the best NHL prospects. There was something like 8 or 9 NHL captains on opening day who came from our league, and we think that's because of the experience you get when you play your 18, 19, and sometimes 20-year-old season in our league. You go through the ups and downs, you face adversity, you're responsible to bring the team back, you play in every situation, you wear the letter. You know, you mentor young guys who are dealing with billeting and other things for the first time. And so, you know, this is, yeah, it's one night, but it's really symbolic around what the Western League represents as part of these young men's journeys.
Can you repeat, how many captains were there to...
Well, I said 8 or 9, maybe it's 7
Something
or 8.
Something like that, though,
but,
yeah.
But a substantial number, almost a third of the captains in the National Hockey League on opening night, more like 25% were coming out of the Western League.
I just wanted to repeat.
That's amazing.
I just wanted to repeat in case the Canucks scouting staff hadn't heard it.
I hope that stat's right, because it's probably going to get picked up now that you're talking about it.
I'm just going to add my stat. I think 100% of them were from the Western Hockey League. That's my stat. Let's just make sure the Canucks heard that. Yeah, just saying.
Thanks, Drew. I also just want to thank the awesome staff here at Langley Event Center. Thank you so much for your hospitality and hosting this event and helping us put it on. We look forward to seeing you all Wednesday, February 18th, right here at LEC for the 2026 WHL Prospects game presented by ShowPass. Thank you, everyone.
Buble. Thank you, Nathan, by the way. Great job of hosting by Nathan Cantor. Buble, Drew Scott, Ron Toigo, Dub Kamish, Dan Meir, Giants players were around today as well. The LEC in the LEC Banquet Hall in the midweek press conference, late week press conference next week on the Wednesday. Again, it is the WHL prospect game. VancouverGiants.com/tickets. You better hurry. They are going fast. I liked, and I mentioned in segment one, part one of two, as we're now in part two of two, that they did have a friendly wager. And there you go, Buble. If Buble wins, Drew Scott says he will renovate his house. I'm going to renovate your house. And they did not specify, well, how much of my house, frankly. I mean, the whole house? What do you want to renovate? You want to renovate my ice rink? What are you going to renovate? So that was not mentioned in there. At least I didn't pick up on it. But I'm going to renovate your house, the whole house. That seems like that's a pretty good deal. And if Drew Scott wins, Michael has to serenade Drew Scott's mother with song via video. Well, I mean, that's not a fair bet. How much of my house are you renovating? All I got to do is Boobs just has to sit there and roll tape and sing a song. Come on. He does that every day. He does it 10 times a day. But by the way, Drew Scott renovates houses 10 times a day too. But I mean, if you're looking for value, not that you wouldn't want Michael Buble serenading your mom, that'd be a big deal. But if Buble wins, Drew Scott is going to renovate his house. Again, I was, how much? One room, two rooms, the ice rink, you're going to fix the boards. What are you going to do? Yet to be determined, probably. So right here, I'm like going, wow, Buble's got a good deal going here. This is a good bet. As you're well aware, if you're a bettor, sometimes there's good bets and bad bets. Sometimes you will bet something you think, well, I don't think I'm going to win. I'm not saying that's the case now with Buble, but I don't think I'm going to win. But the odds are so good, or it's such a good bet, that I'll put $20 on that. Not expecting to win, but that's a, like, that was a good bet. They were really good odds. I didn't think the horse was going to win, but the odds were so high, I thought the horse might win. You make that bet. Well, if you're Buble here, and I'm Michael Buble, I'll put up a videotape song as I serenade your mother. You put up renovating my house. If I'm Buble, I'm all over that bet. I don't mind losing. Drew Scott, what were you thinking? I'll renovate your house, and then you... And he went first, too. That's the thing. Drew Scott went first with, I'll reno your house. What will you do? Okay, and Drew even came up with a second one. Just serenade my mom. It's a tax write-off, renovating Buble's house, I'm sure, but that's not a small house. Anyway, the prospect game's on the way. And now I'm very interested. Who wins? Is Buble going to have to sing for Drew Scott, or is Drew Scott going to have to renovate the house? If you're Buble, how do you turn that bet down? Anyway, 44 draft eligible players are going to compete in the inaugural prospect game presented by Show Pass at the LEC. The best place to be on Wednesday night. Rosters were selected based on NHL Central Scouting midterm rankings. All 23 WHL clubs will have at least one player on the roster. There's four of them from the Vancouver Giants. You're the home team. You should get more. There'll be a Team West and a Team East. There'll be two goaltenders for each team, seven defensemen, 13 forwards. Everyone's going to play. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, the Giants prospects are Ryan Lynn, still questionable. He has a hand injury. You can see the cast. Is that upper body or it's not lower body? It's mid-body, but upper body. He's got a cast on his right hand, I believe, so hoping that heals up. Mathis Preston is out with what I last reported was like a Charlie horse after a nasty hit in just his second game for the Giants. That took place at the LEC about 3 weeks ago. Preston's out. In for Preston is Tobias Tamik. So Preston is unavailable to play in that game, but hopefully he'll be back in a couple of weeks, we hope, for the Giants. And those who will play with the Giants are Jerome McGinley and Brad Olson. And we already dropped Tamik on you and Ryan Lynn, hoping that he's healthy enough to draw into the equation. Going to see everybody there. And Buble behind one bench and Drew Scott behind the other bench. And Buble probably in there. He can't help himself, right? He's a singer. He'll be back there. He'll be humming behind the bench. We get him to sing the anthem is what you should do that night while he's there. But anyway, that's another story. But he's humming behind the bench. And Drew Scott, when he's behind the other bench, he'll probably be going, I could make this bench better. I could fix that. So he could be renoing during the game. You never know. So the Giants themselves, Buble might get his house renoed. The Giants might get one of the benches renoed. Because while you're Drew Scott and you're hanging out, it's kind of what you do. Anyway, we'll all be there and hope you're there. VancouverGiants.com/tickets. Jack the Giant, speaking of a guy who needs some renos, Jack the Giant will be there.
Oh, ho, ho.
Thank you, Jack, buddy, as always, for being here too. The special edition of Vancouver Giants this week, the second edition this week. Presentation of our fine folks at White Spot. Oh, I was at White Spot earlier this week, and it was just give me the legendary platter. I don't want the tomato and the lettuce. I want it legendary. And if you're going, Brooke recommends extra triple O, but the legendary platter, you cannot go wrong. If you haven't been in White Spot for a while, do it. It will take you back. We'll see you Friday night, Giants at home to Penticton. Monday, holiday Monday, the matinee on the family day, 2 o'clock, Cameron Schmidt comes to town with the Seattle T-Birds, and then again, the prospects game on Wednesday night. Check availability for tickets on all those games, VancouverGiants.com/tickets. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. I'm so excited. You're listening to the Mighty 650. White Spot, Vancouver Giants Hockey, the home, the Mighty 650, the Sportsnet Radio Network.